Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Prime. Travelers in the southwestern USA this weekend, be aware Interstate 15 will be closed in both directions in Las Vegas, Nevada through the entire weekend for a bridge removal project. President Biden is urging calm as officials plan to release video of an arrest that led to a motorist death in Memphis, Tennessee. Body cam video of the encounter with 29-year-old Tyree Nichols will be released to the public today, and lawyers for his family say it will show him being severely beaten on January 7th. Nichols died a few days later. Five now-fired police officers face second-degree murder, aggravated assault, aggravated kidnapping, official misconduct, and official oppression. Senate Intelligence Committee lawmakers are being stonewalled by the Biden administration regarding America's secrets in personal homes and unsecure office buildings. The lawmakers with security clearance are weighing how to force the intelligence community to turn over the classified documents that ended up in the personal possession of Presidents Biden and Trump. James Cameron's Avatar, The Way of the Water, is moving up the most successful list.
The epic sequel is now the fifth highest grossing film of all time. James Cameron's follow-up to the 2009 original has grossed more than $2.5 billion worldwide. It moved ahead of Avengers Infinity War on Thursday. Next up on the list is Star Wars The Force Awakens, which is only $14 million ahead. Domestically, the film has made $603 million, good for 13th all time in North America. I'm Jerry Barmash.
International Business Machines, or IBM, and Hasbro has announced plans to cut their global workforce by thousands of jobs to prepare for a darkening economic outlook. On the other hand, companies such as Chipotle Mexican Grill Incorporated and Airbus SE have added jobs. This is USA News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April. My husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW. Need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product. Great people. Josie. It works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
President Biden was in the Steamfitters Union Hall in Springfield, Virginia yesterday, boasting about the economic accomplishments of his administration.
Biden took credit for continued job growth, the falling inflation rate, and the recent news the economy grew by 2.9% at the end of last year.
We're on the right track. Roads and bridges are being built. Factories are coming along. People are back to work. Families are breathing just a little bit easier, as my dad would say.
Biden also said economic gains need to be protected from MAGA Republicans.
Now we've got to protect those gains that our policies have generated. Protect them from the MAGA Republicans in the House of Representatives who are threatening to destroy this progress.
Biden claims MAGA Republicans intend to cut entitlements and swap the income tax for a 30% national sales tax. I'm Dave Collins.
The Biden administration announced overnight U.S. Special Forces have killed a senior Islamic State group official and 10 other terrorist operatives in a remote northern Somalia mountainous cave complex. The target was Bilal al-Sudani, a key financial facilitator for the global terrorist organization. An election integrity group said 10.9 million out of a total 22.1 million ballots that have been mailed out to registered voters in California during the 2022 midterm elections went unaccounted for. That's according to a January 18th audit The Public Interest Legal Foundation, or PILF, reported the discrepancy this week. A TGIF to you, my friend. Lance Pry, USA News.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing, to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-781-0987. 800-781-0987. That's 800-781-0987.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, happy Friday to you. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you. For more information on the show, check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. By the way, I want to thank you, you know, for your donations. Gosh, you've been such an encouragement to me and what we've been doing here for, you know, now going into our 15th year of pursuing the truth, no matter where it leads, to present the news from a biblical worldview. You know, thank you for joining and partnering with us and for your donations. Any size is welcomed. You're absolutely awesome, and it's all an encouragement to me personally, and I want you to know that. You can go to our website at BillMartinezShow.com. Click on the donate button. Good news is that now we are associated with the 401c3, so when you see Hill of Hope, for example, they are the sponsor. And it's under their covering that we're able to allow these donations to be tax deductible. So when you see that, understand that there's this partnership, hand in glove partnership with Hill of Hope. And again, thank you for your generous donations. It means so much to me. With us right now is Bruce Hutchinson, Dr. Bruce Hutchinson, and I've been looking forward to this conversation because, you know, the general consensus and question that I hear over and over again, and the perspective is that society is in turmoil. And turmoil involves contagious emotions, Dr. Hutchinson says. And if the two things feed off of and fuel each other, how do we break this cycle? His new book, Emotions Don't Think, Emotional Contagion in a Time of Turmoil, comes from him. We're going to be talking about his new book right now. Dr. Hutchinson, good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Yeah, I'm fine. How are you doing, Bill?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. So what prompted you? What drove you to write this book?
Well, I was a clinical psychologist for 50 years, and I dealt with emotions from people. And I'm now retired, and I noticed that all the turmoil going on in society involves emotions.
Mm-hmm.
Since psychologists help people manage their emotions, I thought it just makes more sense that we could help people out in public manage their emotions as well.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that can help lower the turmoil. Or not maybe, I think it would help lower the turmoil.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so that's why I wrote the book. Emotional contagion is a relatively new concept developed about 20, 25 years ago. So as a result of that, some emotions can be contagious. Emotions can rub off on people as you're near them, as you're around them, or as you hear their voice. I can even pick up emotions from telephone calls. And I think many people can, but they don't realize it because people think about emotions as being more expressive, more outward, and more dramatic. But in actuality, you know, many emotions are with us daily and constantly, and we carry with us implicit emotions, emotions inside ourselves that people may not be aware of that come out in conversations or actions and gestures, you know, these things. It used to be called nonverbal behavior, and it still is, but on the other hand, now it's become more, you know, more people are more aware that this involves expression of emotions.
Mm-hmm. Emotions, good and bad?
Yeah, that's the problem, mm-hmm. because mm-hmm. you can have emotions, good and bad emotions. You can have hate, and that's an emotion, and it comes out when people are hateful. And, of course, the actions are worse. The emotions drive the actions. Mm-hmm. And so that's why the emotions are a problem. It's not just the actual behavior. It's the emotion behind the behavior that drove the behavior that happened in the first place. Mm-hmm. So when you hear about, you know, difficult things going on, the turmoil, the violence, you know, there's emotion behind that that makes the person do these things. And so, and that emotion usually relates to issues that they're having in their life or in society. Mm-hmm. If they feel like they're being overlooked or neglected, then they can get angry about that.
Exactly.
And as a result of that anger, then they act out. Now, I shouldn't say this in a general way, because many, many people, of course, you know, do not do that. They feel angry, they feel left out, but they don't do anything mm-hmm. dangerous or risky. So I think it relates to what the underlying feelings may be. We can't see emotions. They're invisible.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the problem, because people don't think of it.
Right. And the thing is that makes it especially powerful is when, you know, you happen to be in a group of other emotional people who are, maybe not as controlled, and it just exacerbates the emotion, right? And
right.
You get a bonfire going on here.
Yeah. And there's nothing more obvious to show that than a football game with, you know, thousands and thousands of people in a stadium. And it struck me that that's something that we all know about, but you don't stop and think of what's going on here.
Sure,
you're cheering for your favorite team, maybe, but I think you're also triggered by people next to you, around you, who are also cheering, and that can help you cheer.
Yes.
So even if you're going to a game that doesn't involve a team that you like, or maybe you're just visiting a city and you want to go to a game between two teams that you don't follow, you're going to get emotionally aroused just
yes.
because of the emotion in the crowd.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the same thing will happen in political situations. And when people get ramped up about issues, for example, with vaccinations or other issues that people are afraid of these days, then that fear is picked up.
Mm-hmm.
And that can drive the opinion. That fear, you know, contributes to the person's thinking about the issue.
Mm-hmm. Well, the fact that we all have emotions really makes us vulnerable to those that are pulling the lever to pull on our emotions and cause us to act in a certain way, right?
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yes. We all have emotions. It's a common human experience. You know, people fall in love, they get anxious, they get sad, there's tears, there's joy, there's happiness, all these emotions we feel daily. And so, you know, we're prone to express them, but people don't stop to think that those emotions may also come up in issues of political matters.
Oh, yeah, I think, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. And that's a big problem. And so, because it's the emotion that might drive the vote. In my book, I talk about a concept called emotional voting.
Mm-hmm.
And
I'll tell you what, we've got to go to break here, Dr. Hutchison, if you can put up with me for just a minute. We've got more from Dr. Bruce Hutchison. We're talking emotions right now. Yes, emotions. Some of those things that some guys want to resist, important to be aware of it, though, okay? Just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now. Stay with us. We've got more.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
If your refrigerator, your washer, your dryer, or any other major appliance in your home breaks right now, do you have an extra $1,000 laying around to fix it or buy a new one? And hey, that's on the low end. Wouldn't you rather spend a dollar a day and make sure all the major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced? Then call the Home Service Club right now for a free quote and a free month. Trust us, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You could spend a dollar a day and have the peace of mind and the coverage for all your major appliances. Or you could be prepared to shell out thousands of dollars or more without protection. So call right now and get a free quote and a free month. Call right now.
800-238-9153. 800-238-9153. 800-238-9153. That's 800-238-9153.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Hey, welcome Welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just where you like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Well, we've got Dr. Bruce Hutchison. His new book is putting us all on the couch, so to speak. He's a 50-year former clinical psychologist. He has studied emotions, and his new book, it's really groundbreaking in many levels. Emotions Don't Think, Emotional Contagion in a Time of Turmoil, which really is happens at a perfect nexus right now in our society, where, you know, you might all agree that we all need to get on the couch right now and take a pause and really evaluate what we're doing with our emotions. Are our emotions running us, or are we running our emotions? Right, Dr. Hutchison?
Right. The thought is that the beliefs, the thoughts that we have, can trigger our emotions. But then the emotions take over, and they can dominate the thinking. As a result, that's why I call it Emotions Don't Think, because emotions don't have a brain. The brain's in the body, of course, but certainly there's parts of the brain, like in the amygdala and the limbic system, where the emotions reside. So technically, you know, the emotions are in the brain. But we don't use our executive branch of our brain when the emotions are involved. And we just kind of go with our reactions. You know, gut reactions is, you know, difficult because it can produce just impulsive reactions that don't reflect our thinking or our knowledge and our judgment at the time. Mm-hmm. So, and this is an issue when it comes to political turmoil. Because people can react quickly to something that's a political thing. If someone says something that vaccinations are safe, and someone else says no, they're not, and then you get a back and forth situation, and an argument ensues, and then relationships can be affected, and that can be a problem.
Mm-hmm. Well, some of that occurs when emotions are stuffed down, you see, and part of the problem that we have in our society today with the cancel culture is that, oh, you know, Bruce, you can't talk about that. And it just, you know, you hear time and again, you know, I'm uncomfortable with you talking, but we can't have an exchange. Well, the nature of our humanity is we need to be able to converse one with another, because that's how we enlighten each other. That's how we enlarge each other. And especially when you have somebody with a differing point of view. But, you know, if you want to be ready to pull out your pistola and shoot them down, well, then you lose, they lose, everybody else loses, because in the process we end up dumbing ourselves down.
Yeah, that's right. We dumb ourselves down and that comes from the emotion that kind of goes on. So, that's the problem. And people react very impulsively, very quickly. They take offense. I think that's going on because I call it contagious suspicion. Even suspicion is contagious. So we don't know if we should trust each other anymore. Yeah. And
who told you, Bruce, that you couldn't trust us anymore? Who's told society that you can't trust your fellow humanoid?
Yeah. The politicians, businesses, you know, the things with Enron many years ago, and people in charge are sent to jail, and then they get off early, and people become very skeptical and very cynical. Now, cynicism is also a problem because, you know, it can become a lethal, toxic emotion. I talk about toxic emotions, and so we're kind of stuck in the old saying, catch-22 in society, when it's saying, well, how can you not be cynical with all the stuff going on where, you know, people are complicit in problems things like that go on. There's a lot of bad stuff happening. So how can we not be cynical? You know, so where do we go with that? Well, we can be cynical, but we don't have to apply it to every single thing that goes on.
Yeah, because then now you got an internal contagion. It's infecting everything, your worldview and the whole shot. The other thing I like and appreciate about your book is you say, look, you can manage these emotions in such a way without foregoing your position. Your position has validity, and that's evidenced by the fact that you are emotional about it, right?
Yeah. There's always an element of truth in whatever people are saying,
mm-hmm.
right? And so, right. But with emotion, you kind of get into this all or nothing thing. Well, it's all correct or all wrong, okay? Well, mm-hmm. that's not the case. There's always an element of truth in any particular position. Even mm-hmm. if it's a small element, that's
exactly.
what people want to be recognized for.
Well, Dr. Hutchison, I think this is where we minimize the significance of our First Amendment right, the right to free speech.
Yeah.
Is that, you know, that is such a caveat and so precious that
yeah.
we all need to honor that, regardless if, you know, if I disagree with you, even, you know, vehemently, and you vehemently disagree with me. Well, hallelujah, we got the First Amendment to protect us, and hopefully that brings sobriety at some point in the conversation, that we start getting to the point to go, hey, you know what, some of that knuckleheaded stuff that you had to share earlier is starting to gain traction in my brain, and I think you might have some validity here. Well, you know, but you've got to go through that process, and sometimes the emotions get ahead of our logic and maybe reasonableness, because it's been pent up. And sometimes it's also being able to learn how to express it. It's like the first time you come up with an idea, it's not like you have it perfect the first time. You gotta just spit it out and hear it, you know, with your own ears and say, well, yeah, well, I could wordsmith, I could tender that a little bit in the process, but you've got to get it out first, don't you?
Yeah, you've got to get it out. But the trouble is, you've got to get it out in small ways.
Mm-hmm.
People, if they keep it inside too much, it comes out all at once in a big way, and that's the problem. Emotions are meant to be expressed,
right.
And they're often connected to a topic that's controversial. Now, let's think of some small out-of-the-way examples that people don't really think very much about, okay, but that can cause an issue. As an example, if you do it with something that, like that, then it becomes less of an emotion,
mm-hmm.
but it's still something to learn from. So do you think that the Earth is round?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah? Okay.
Yes.
How many people are left who believe in flat Earth?
Not many. It's a very minor few. That's okay.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm.
So would you get into an argument like that with someone who says, no, the Earth really is flat?
No, I would not. It's not
okay, well, why not? Why wouldn't you?
Well, it's not serious. I mean, it's not significant enough. It's like, look, if that's what you want to believe in, God bless you. But, you know, you're not going to convince me any different, because the evidence in my study and understanding is such that this is conclusive. I mean, it's a fact. The world is round.
Exactly, exactly. So our logic and our knowledge tells us not to get emotional if someone thinks the Earth is flat.
Mm-hmm.
So what about raising the amp a bit and making the topic a little bit more controversial? Do you believe that there's pollution out there?
Yes, I believe there's pollution. Yes, I believe.
Okay. So, but that's a bit more controversial, even though it's not very controversial now. But
mm-hmm.
maybe a few decades ago it might have been. I don't remember. But yeah.
See, I grew up in Southern California, Dr. Hutchison. And when I grew up there, when our baseball team would go out away from the coastline in Ventura County, we would have to bring oxygen with us to breathe in the dugout. Because when we went into the interior of Los Angeles, the air was so bad, we would get what they call the smog cough. It was very painful and inconvenient and got in the way of our ability to play baseball at times.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
Yeah.
It takes something like that, like a smog cough, to trigger off your awareness that there is such a thing as smog that does produce a reaction, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because you can feel it. You know it's there. That's obvious.
Yes.
People need to have these concrete, definite, obvious reminders that something is going on,
mm-hmm.
right? And
right.
So that's the case. So that's where we can have problems, because if there's not this kind of concrete reminder
exactly.
or something.
Well, we've got to wrap it up right here. He's the author of the book Emotions Don't Think: Emotional Contagion in a Time of Turmoil. Dr. Hutchison, Bruce
How
Hutchison.
How do you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
USA News Update. Travelers in the Southwest USA this weekend, be aware Interstate 15 will be closed in both directions in Las Vegas, Nevada, through the entire weekend for a bridge removal project. Five former Memphis Police Department officers who were fired following the arrest of Tyree Nichols, a 29-year-old motorist who died days after a traffic stop and attempted getaways from the officers, have been charged with second-degree murder and booked into the Shelby County Jail. Police body cam videos will be released to the public later today. CIA Director Bill Burns arrived in Tel Aviv this week for visits to Israel and the occupied West Bank, where he is expected to meet with Israeli and Palestinian leaders on both sides. A sudden death has happened to an NFL player that was just 25 years old, and the cause of death is unknown at this time. The Detroit Lions announced Thursday former NFL defensive end Jesse Lemonnier has died. Lance Pry, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you, and we've got Scott Wheeler, the accomplished and diverse investigative reporter. He's written 2 books and worked in many mediums as a newspaper reporter and editor, as well as chief correspondent for American Investor Television Magazine. Scott, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, good to be back with you, Bill.
Well, the headline says, justice finally served to those attacking a pro-life clinic. Why did it take so long, Scott?
Actually, only the beginning. There have been over 180 attacks on violent attacks on pro-life clinics, crisis pregnancy centers, things like that. This was in Florida, and it was just a couple of suspects. There's hundreds on at large still that no one has taken the initiative. The feds have shown no interest in pursuing these guys. They put up a reward for information leading to an arrest, but they have otherwise not devoted the sort of tracking it would take to find the suspects, find out who's funding them and what organization they are. So that's why I'm doing the investigation for them.
Well, thank you for doing that, Scott. Yeah, but well, sure. they're so busy going after Jan 6 Patriots, so all hands on deck in that direction. But, you know, anything that has to do with Antifa, any destruction of property, billions of dollars, lost jobs and that sort of thing, and, you know, not necessarily that interested in it, right?
Well, you put your finger right on it. It's Antifa. Jane's Revenge, the organization claiming credit for claiming responsibility for the attacks on many of these clinics, is basically an Antifa spinoff group, and there's been little interest at the federal level investigating these groups. Some politicians deny they even exist, and we can prove that they do. And they're very dangerous. What few people know about Antifa and about these organizations is they're actually well-armed. There's at least 40,000 armed radical socialist militiamen around the country, well-placed, and they take time, they train, they buy weapons. And the federal government, of course, says that the right-wing militias are the real threat.
Right.
A group that I find a hard time even tracking down. I've investigated, back in the 90s, I investigated the militias, determined that there was very little threat there. They existed, of course, but they were like the gang who couldn't shoot straight, and they did very little damage, and they were a very little lethal damage to society. Timothy McVeigh being a rare exception to that, and he wasn't part of any of these militias that the federal government referred to. On the other hand,
are these militias to the number of 40,000 armed and you know, and supported, I mean, financially, Jane's Revenge or these Antifa organizations?
No, of course not. I doubt there's, you could find 40,000 people in the United States who consider themselves part of some militia. And so the numbers are staggering on the other side, dangerously staggering. And yet the real threat that the Homeland Security says is a threat and the president says is a threat is almost non-existent. And they'll use a one-off attack like on a synagogue and say that that's evidence that this deep underground of simmering white anger and these militia groups exist, but they really do not exist in anywhere near the context in which it's placed on the national security threat list versus the real threat, which is tens of thousands of armed activists who are radicals whose objective is to overthrow the government.
Scott, are we setting ourselves up to where there might be a prophetic fulfillment by these politicians that want to blame, these white antagonists, like Proud Boys or what other groups, what other militia groups may be hanging out there, to where, finally they just get fed up? Because you got everyday Americans that are getting fed up with these antics from Antifa and other socialist antagonists that are coming in and destroying our communities, that you're going to have a rise of vigilantism. In fact, I'm surprised because now, I think CBS is doing a series, that really kind of scratches that itch a bit and promotes vigilantism. And it's popular. The ratings are, continuing to do very well, for that series. And I just think, wow, we're fanning the embers here.
Well, if you look at how quickly vigilantism, that is, the regular people defending themselves against BLM or Antifa or whichever of these radical groups attack, they are quickly punished. You look at the McCloskey case in St. Louis, where the people's weapons weren't even armed. They were just trying to scare the people off their property. They get prosecuted versus,
right.
And you have to watch what jurisdiction you're in. I've been noticing this as I've investigated Antifa for quite some time. my attorneys will advise me, if you're in the wrong jurisdiction, you'll be prosecuted for defending yourself, and the attacker will not be prosecuted. They won't be prosecuted for attacking, for initiating an attack. So that's one of the things I'm frequently aware of and that I take into account. But you can see that there is clear, and it's not favoritism, it's more strategic alliances. The Democrats, the Antifa groups, the anarchists, the Antifa, the Jane's Revenge, BLM, as their militias, their own party militias, and they allow them and tolerate them to commit violence in order to achieve an end, but yet their hands are clean, or they seem to be clean from all of this. And it's sort of like the way Fatah, the Palestinian terrorist group led by Yasser Arafat, operated. It said, look, we only want to negotiate with peace. We can't help it if you make the Hamas guys, the radical Islamic terrorists, mad. If you make them mad, they're going to commit violence against you. We have no control over them. You know, just don't make them mad. By giving us what we want, they'll be calm. But if you come against us and don't give us what we want, then they're going to attack and we can't stop them. And it's the same, very similar sort of negotiation with the Democrat Party in this country, which is, by the way, I've been saying this for years, it's becoming truer and truer every election year. The Democrat Party is the most corrupt institution in the history of Western civilization. And they have corrupted so many of our traditional institutions as well. And so they wield the most power. Even when they're not in power, they are in control. And one of the ways is using their violent lever, which is Antifa. And there's no direct nexus there. The Democrats are not giving Antifa orders. Antifa is just doing what they want to do, and Democrats are saying nothing or allowing it to happen, or
just allowing them to get away with it. Got to go to quick break. More from Scott Wheeler after this. Stay with us.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
Every one of us invests in what matters to us, yes? From subscriptions to Netflix or iTunes to a protein shake or new shoes, they bring a sense of joy and value to our lives. It's also important that we have a country to save and the next generation to protect. Bill Martinez Live has been increasingly targeted for canceling by a culture that doesn't want to hear the truth. Advertisers who have traditionally supported this show have been compelled to not advertise. Here's author, pastor, and teacher Phil Hotzenpiller on what we can do.
I think we keep swinging the bat. We keep shouting the message out. We keep supporting Bill Martinez Live, who's bringing truth every day to the listeners. Pray to Almighty God for healing of a nation.
In turn, that arms us with the ability to easily engage others in intelligent, reasoned debate. Your one-time gift of $100 underwrites a half hour of BML Live. A $200 gift, an hour. 24 hours of BML Live would be a $2,400 gift. Perhaps you'll join with Bill every month and opt in at $100 per month. What's your best gift in helping Bill influence the next generation with logic, reason, and a love for our country? Your gift of any size matters. Make your tax-free donation right now. BillMartinezShow.com and click the donate button. And thank you.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Let us all together thank God for this beautiful occasion where we can all together proclaim the joy of spreading peace, the joy of loving one another, and the joy acknowledging that the poorest of the poor are our brothers and sisters. And let us all join in that one prayer. God, give us courage to protect the unborn child. For the child is the greatest gift of God to a family, to a nation, and to the whole world. God bless you.
America, 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez, and he is Scott Wheeler. Scott is the president of Restoring Justice, an organization that does the job that the Biden Justice Department refuses to do. Scott, at the end of the break, we were talking about an indictment on the Democratic Party. And, you know, it is hard sometimes, you know, because I have friends who are associated with the Democratic Party, but they're not associated with, you know, with this. So, but by the same token, like I tell them, I say, you may say that you don't identify with that, but that's your party, you know, and somebody has to take charge and stop this. But the paradigm is so well established, that the Democratic Party, they don't know how to do anything else but to, as Lindsey Graham stated during the Kavanaugh hearings, that their lust for power and control is so insatiable that they just cannot help themselves, can they?
It is, and they become more corrupted personally the more blind they become to what they're doing, and that cancer is spreading. And so they see no harm in defending. In other words, if Antifa is attacking, they'll defend the cause for which Antifa is attacking. And it doesn't really matter what it is. They'll say it's a just cause. During the, in the riots of 2020, they said it was because of white policemen killing unarmed black men. Mm-hmm. That happened to be the, yes, the cause at the moment. And so they, this is how they get away with it. They threaten, they cause problems. It's like, it's almost sort of like a European mafia style operation from 80 or 100 years ago, and it looks very similar to that.
Yeah, voting doesn't matter. Your vote doesn't matter. It's just about power, and we will compel you. We will compel you to follow our agenda, like it or not. I mean, this is what is being spoken of in the World Economic Forum. They just met again. They are bound and determined, regardless of the impact that it will have on the people of the world. It doesn't matter. They're in control, and their agenda is paramount. And this is the way people who lust for power and control, like the Democratic Party, they're so they're so focused and determined on this that it doesn't matter. The violence doesn't matter. The destruction, as you said, everybody will fall in line. I mean, you know, what was it? Was it Muriel Bowser, or one of the mayors who declared that, people, she told the police to stand down. The people had this was a frustration, and this had been growing for a long time, and that every right to destroy property. And dare I say, Baltimore is still in tatters, and I don't know if they'll ever recover because of this, this clear acquiescence to this kind of brutality and destruction.
It is. It's happening, and it's happening in the neighborhoods in which Democrats claim to care about, Baltimore being one. That was one of the mayors who said, told police to stand down, let the crowd express their anger and frustration. Mayor Bowser, right, here in Washington, D.C., has also issued similar orders at different times. The mayors of Portland and Seattle have also done given similar orders, and to the great frustration of the police departments, who then begin, you have police resigning and they can't replace them. And so on the one hand, they say that they want to defund the police. These mayors do. They don't really want that to happen, but the police are making it happen anyway. And they, to much to their deep regret, they want to be able to say the right phrases, defund the police. They don't really want to defund them. And because they know what it means for them. And they know what it means for their election future. And so it's a very confusing time right now. You have a hard time believing information from almost any source. It's very difficult to discern what is fact, what is someone may be honestly and earnestly presenting you with a set of facts, but they also might be fooled. You know, they might be presenting facts, what they think are facts, and they're really, conspiracy theories that are not really what they seem to be. And so it's a very difficult time for the American people. And unfortunately, it's probably going to get worse. I don't see how it gets better at this point.
Well, when the educational system has been all out to dumb down the young people, and this has been something that's gone on for decades. This isn't something that just happened in the last couple of years. Been going on for a long time. This is the fruit of the educational system that has been on an agenda that's antithetical to our Constitution and anything that has to do with life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Believe it or not, it's that pathetic and that obvious as to what's going on. You know, the absence of critical thinking, the absence of reasoning, the absence of free speech, and the absence of owning our own knowledge. You know, we subordinate our knowledge to 8-second sound bites, social media outlets, and government-controlled newsrooms that tell us what we're supposed to believe. And you know this yourself as an investigative reporter. I got to imagine that you run into those instances where, you know, I often refer to it, it's like chalk hitting the chalkboard in the wrong direction. You just hear the screech that just gets to your last nerve, because you just cannot believe that, first of all, it's so pervasive, so insidious, and that the everyman cannot see it for themselves.
Yeah, it is very frustrating when you try to explain this to people who, just... And I think part of it is there's been no real Socratic method taught in schools, no Aristotelian theory where people can learn to evaluate information and evidence on their own and make determinations about what to believe and what not to believe and how to pursue further, how to inquire and make inquiries of, things in order to glean information. I can say for sure, if you go to restoringjustice.us, we can give you updates on the progress of our investigations of these Antifa groups and Jane's Revenge and the global anarchist movement, which is much more powerful than most people are aware. And we'll keep we'll keep updating the website so that people can follow our progress as we investigate further.
Well, you know, the question remains, I mean, here it is, okay, we have, you know, finally the Department of Justice doing something that is supporting and protecting, you know, pro-life centers, but yet there's been a very aggressive, I mean, the numbers are, clear. I mean, you look at how many people have been pursued and brought to some, sense of justice, I guess, by the Department of Justice on those that attacked, seemingly attacked, you know, pro-abortion centers. But there's not a level playing field when it comes to pro-life centers, right? I mean, two?
No,
we're
absolutely
talking two after all these years, by comparison?
Two cases precisely illustrate that. The dichotomy being in Peoria, Illinois, last Sunday, there was an attack on a pro on a Planned Parenthood center. That arrest was made yesterday. On in the case of any of these others, the 180 some attacks on others, there have been no arrests. There was an arrest in Florida, and in Winter Haven, we believe that it was probably due to local police and state police investigations and the federal government, because it was a federal crime. The federal government stepped in and took credit for it. So it's not as though this were a aggressive federal investigation that turned up this arrest. This was more likely a local police operation that caught the Antifa attackers in Florida.
Well, it's also against the law to sell, you know, baby parts, but Planned Parenthood was caught red-handed selling baby parts, and the guy who videotaped him ends up in jail. His legal bill probably approaching now, I think, at least $500,000. But Planned Parenthood is off scot-free. This is the two-tiered Department of Justice system that we're living under right now, and quite frustrating. And Scott Wheeler, thank you for bringing it all to light. How can people be in touch with you?
Go to restoringjustice.us, not .com, .us, and we'll keep everybody posted, and they can reach me that way, too.
Get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated? Try.